Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Dan Bach with you today on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. We are presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Make sure you check them out if you haven't done so already. Excellent sponsors here of the show, so that's exciting. And of course, football season on the horizon. I'm excited to see what they're rolling out over at Fantasy Draft. Of course, PGA Championship this weekend, one of my favorite places to play DFS golf week in and week out. So if you haven't checked them out, make that deposit. Use promo code GRINDERS when you do or sign up through our links, and then you're getting 3 months of our premium product on the house. So check them out. Great supporters of things like this. And if you haven't been checking out the new tournament show on Grinders Live, it is exceptional. I'm very proud of the job that the hosts are doing on that show and mixing it up a little bit, spotlighting a lot of our kind of premium tools and offerings and Played IQ and Lineup HQ. And I think it's really improved from where it was, you know, just a couple of months ago. So check that show out. And again, thanks to Fantasy Draft for allowing us to continue to do it for free for all you guys. So check them out as always. All right, today we're going to talk about the 9-game slate. Of course, we've got preseason football happening tomorrow. And if you haven't checked it out, if you're not a premium subscriber, we're going to do a premium preseason package for you, $20. It's going to cover the next, 4 weeks of preseason football. Jimeno is just, you know, nose to the grindstone there, just getting all the information you need, and even on the Hall of Fame game, he had some pretty good calls on that. So it gets a little bit overwhelming because, what is it, like a 14-game slate, I think, on Thursday, coming up tomorrow. I mean, that's a lot of games, a lot of backups, a lot of situations to have to document. He's basically doing the work for you. So if you're a premium sub, you're already in. If you want to become a premium sub, now is a great time to do it because, again, you're going to get baseball, you're going to get football, you're going to get preseason football, and what is it, like $30-$40 a month, depending on which combo you get. It's a no-brainer. But if you want to go a la carte and you just want to get preseason, that's it. You can do that as well, $20, and you will get that amazing content. But I said it before, I'll say it again. The annual subscription here at Roto Grinders, best deal you're going to get, you know, because you don't have to renew every single season. Like football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf. That's like 5 premium subscriptions you're getting in that one price, as opposed to renewing, and it gets costly. So just do the annual, set it and forget it, Ron Popeil style, and you'll be getting the best content, I think, in DFS over the next year. But whatever floats your boat, monthly is your deal. You can do that. Daily packages now. I think we got weekly coming for football. But as always, you know, you buy in bulk, you get the better deal. That's why, you know, you go to Costco and buy 50 million rolls of toilet paper because it saves you price per roll. So there you go. That's what my pitch is for you today. But let's get to baseball and hit this 9-game slate up. Shouldn't be too difficult. Shouldn't take too long. Starting pitching tonight, again, you got some big-name pitchers out there in Clayton Kershaw, Luis Severino, both those guys, you know, the elite pitchers on this slate. Severino's been bad lately. I mean, not even remotely good. And he gets a date, though, here versus the White Sox. And ridiculously strong favorites on the road at minus 270. That's a monster number on the road. Now, I know this time of year, you know, Yankees are going to make the playoffs. But, you know, you got the White Sox kind of on cruise control. They got Lucas Giolito. That has a lot to do with it. But if there's a bounce back spot, this is it for him. He comes in at, 11-9, it looks like, over on DraftKings. 23K on Fantasy Draft and 9,400 over on FanDuel, where we've got Clayton Kershaw, who is in a tough spot here. It's a road game here in the American League against a pretty decent Oakland team with the bats, and it's kind of baked in when you look at that line, minus 166. The good thing with him, though, is it looks like he's kind of back, you know, at least the last couple of starts. Over, 20 DraftKings points, fan draft points, 23-31 against Milwaukee and Atlanta in each of his last two starts. And that's certainly encouraging, but the price tag is so expensive on him. 12-8 on DraftKings, 24-8 on Fantasy Draft, and even FanDuel at 11K. You're paying through the nose for a guy who's, especially compared to Severino, over 100 points less of a favorite, and facing a, a much more dangerous offense, I think, there in Oakland. They lose the DH, so it makes it tough to pull the trigger on him. But, if you just think Severino's a dog right now, then, I get it. Like, maybe you're looking to go somewhere else. I'm not sure that's the case. Meansy laid it out in the pitcher primer this morning pretty well, in the sense of, like, they're watching what's happening here. If they thought that he was injured, they wouldn't be pitching him every fifth day. They don't have to use him right now. So the velocity numbers not strained too far off. This will be an interesting start because this is one where, huge K potential upside out there against the Chicago White Sox here. So I think Severino, especially like single pitcher site FanDuel, is going to be the place where a lot of people end up going. Braves and Nats, Tommy Malone versus Folty. I'm not really too excited about either of these two options. I think I'm probably going to pass there. Malone, pitched well that last start. And it's funny because I loved him against Miami and he didn't pitch particularly great, but then came out really strong there against the Mets in that next start. Almost 34 DraftKings fan draft points that day. He's 6,900. And he was pitching really good in the minor leagues when he got the call up. I mean, really good. So it's not an impossibility to want to go there. But against this Braves offense, it's not something that I love doing, especially with, Acuna and Albies. That's a better split for them. Same with Adam Duvall in that lineup. He's cheap. 6,900 over there on DraftKings. Fan draft 13-6. FanDuel, I think, is a little pricey there at 7,500. But on a two-pitcher site, I think you could make a small case for him. Andrew Cashner hit one of the optimal lineups this morning when I ran it. He's 5,900 on FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings, 10-2 fantasy drafts. He's also had probably the worst start, I think, this season. Has anyone had more than negative 20.25 points? Because that's what he rolled out against Texas in that last start. 12, 10, 14, 11, 15, the four starts before then. Obviously a terrible hitting or pitching environment out there for him against Texas that day. But 10 earned runs in less than two innings, that kind of hurts. Probably shouldn't be 5K against a Tampa Bay Rays team that leaves a lot to be desired, but I feel it's kind of risky there. And I don't know if this is a day where we have to get monster bats into our lineup. So I'm probably going to pass there. The place where I'm looking here a little bit is Chicago. Jose Quintana going against the Kansas City Royals. Another guy who's really a strong favorite today, especially when you consider Kershaw sitting at, minus 166. We've got Quintana on the road at minus 220. Again, does go National League to American League, so does lose, the pitcher spot that he gets to normally pitch against. But this Royals lineup just is not doing it for me. I mean, you look at their numbers versus lefties here today, and this is over the last two seasons, so this is bigger sample size here. They've got two players with an ISO over 200, and that is Whit Merrifield and Salvador Perez. Every other hitter in this lineup has an ISO under 150. Woba, Merrifield, and Perez, 386 and 330 versus lefties. Every other hitter is like about 300 or less against lefties. And a WOBA, and a weighted OBA, which are normally, obviously way more inflated than you're going to get on batting average. And then you look at K rates, you've got one, two, three, four guys in this lineup that we've got projected with K rates of 25% or more versus lefties, and two others that are at 20%. Now, obviously, Kansas City not a team that strikes out an absolute ton, but I think this is a spot for Quintana to potentially roll here, and you know, he's certainly been pitching better. Three of his last four starts have gone for 20 or more FanDraft DraftKings points. And, you know, yes, the opponents were San Francisco, a St. Louis, and a San Diego. And he did get bombed versus St. Louis, but that was back-to-back starts. I hate using pitchers, same team in back-to-back starts. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for him, again, to give us 20 fantasy draft, DraftKings points, even on FanDuel at 8,200. I mean, you can get Severino for just a little bit more, and I think more people will look there. But in tournaments, I really like Quintana against this Kansas City Royals team and lineup that just doesn't leave very much to be desired. Some people might talk up Mike Clevinger. I think that's going to be a bit of a pass for me here. He's minus 198 favorite there at home. Just not enough upside for me to go there, so no thanks. And then Brian Johnson's kind of interesting. He had a monster start his last time out, where he pitched five innings and had 11 strikeouts against the Yankees. And been pretty steady the couple of starts before then, too. Faced this Minnesota team and struck out five and 5 2/3 for an 18 fantasy draft point day. 18 against Detroit. Actually, he's going against Toronto. Toronto tonight. But did face them on the 15th of July. And, you know, 12.9, what, five strikeouts in two earned runs allowed in 4 2/3. The problem with him is you don't know how deep he's going to go, and Vegas does not have particularly great vibes in this game. The Red Sox facing Michael Houschild, who, looking at his minor league numbers, does not interest me at all as a particularly great pitcher, is a really small favorite here, minus 135. I would have figured the bats alone would have put him in a good spot, but you know, you look at our plate IQ, and this is why, like, the color coded, you know, ratings that we've got just on plate IQ for our premium subs just spells it out so much better for you in terms of why this is a tougher matchup, where you've got a number of guys who pretty good versus lefties. Devin Travis, 398 wOBA, Smoke, 370, Kendrys Morales, 361. You look at that contact wOBA, even for a guy like Randall Grichuk, where, you know, he strikes out a lot, but when he does make contact, you got, what, 443 on that weighted OBA with an average exit velocity over 91 miles an hour. So they've got, you know, a lot of bats there against lefties that kind of scare me a little bit. And I think, you know, I always have, like, ideas of what lines are going to be. I would have probably pegged Brian Johnson today against Michael Houschild minus 165, maybe, just for the bats alone. So I'm off at least 30 points here, and that makes me think, like, I just can't get too invested there in Brian Johnson tonight. And that's pretty much about it. I think John Gant, some people will make an argument for him because he is pretty cheap, 62 on FanDuel, 63 on DraftKings, 12.7 on Fantasy Draft. And, you know, he's facing the Marlins today, an implied run total for Miami at 3.86. I just question the upside with this guy. You know, the K numbers are not spectacular. He's not going particularly deep into games. I don't see it. You know, we'll see where the ownership number comes in on him, but he's not somebody that I'm looking to push here today. Not for me. All right, that's my take on pitchers. So, you know, Severino, I think I'm willing to risk it a little bit tonight. I really like Jose Quintana in this spot against Kansas City today. Kershaw obviously is fine, and I don't mind maybe in tournaments looking at Tommy Malone against Atlanta. Folti, I don't want to mess with the Nationals lineup here today. I mean, definitely, you know, big K upside for him. We've seen him really improve in that department. But, you know, looks like four of his last five starts, he's given up four earned runs or more. So, yeah, I'm probably not going to pay that number on him at 10-6 tonight. All right, let's get to the bats, and we'll take it position by position and let you know where we're looking or who we're looking to play today. You know, Played IQ premium score, the top one on the board today is going to be Salvador Perez against Quintana, but I like Quintana, so that would make no sense for me to play him. Instead, I think Yasmani Grandal makes a nice option for us today. You look at this 358 matchup, Woba, 388 weighted OBA for him, gets to face Michael Fiers here tonight. And always a good lineup order, and, you know, there's not a lot of guys with great lineup orders today, or most days at catcher position. You got Molina, you got Grandal, you got Perez. I think you're picking one of those three. Molina's a little bit cheaper at 3.9 over on DraftKings. So those are my top choices today that I'm looking at catcher. In terms of maybe some value for you tonight, I think the Red Sox, you know, can put up some numbers today. I really do. And that's where, like, you can get Sandy Leon at like 2.8K tonight if you really want to kind of pay up for starting pitching. So that puts him in play. And Matt Wieters as well at 3K. The other guy, and this kind of goes back to what I was talking about, I think Toronto's kind of sneaky today. Russell Martin, 3.9 against Brian Johnson. I think a guy that we can consider. And I kind of glossed over Wilson Contreras a tad. He's part of a Cubs team, which, yeah, I definitely don't mind looking to play some Cubs here tonight. No question about it. And he's probably going to bat in the middle of that order. 4.2, probably a little expensive as a one-off for me, but in a stack, I've got no problem there. Okay, over at first base tonight, and if you're looking to save a little bit, I think Greg Bird is going to be a name that that you're going to want to consider over at first base tonight. He is, I lost my place. He is, 3.8K, under 4K over there on DraftKings. Again, the correlation between the salaries we have over on Fantasy Draft makes it, you know, a pretty good value over there as well. And let me see, I lost my spot. I need to get a better mouse than what I've got. But yeah, Plate IQ Premium, 13 positive factors to only 5 negative for him. And all in all, I just love the salary on him. Matchup Woba is strong today at 337. Giolito, you know, Yankees, they haven't really gone crazy. I know I think they had like 7 runs yesterday. This could be a spot for it to happen. The problem with Giolito is, like, if he doesn't have control, it's just like one swing of the bat. And, you know, next thing you know, you've got a 3-run or a grand slam. And, you know, trying to go that route makes a ton of sense today. I've got no problem with it. And he just kind of pops as a guy who's just, that's really just too darn cheap at 3.8K. So Greg Bird definitely popping. We talked about Justin Smoke today. Had a home run yesterday, 4K against Brian Johnson. Again, not a terrible salary to roll out there. And then Edwin Encarnacion, if you need to pay up today, no problem with him. Cleveland's usually pretty safe, especially when they are at home. Big number on him, though, but 17 positive plate IQ premium score for him. The third highest score we've got on the slate. The highest actually goes to Jacob Bowers at 4,500. This is one of those numbers that you look at and be like, Jacob Bowers is 4,500? I mean, he's good. He's fine. But, you know, he's not Edwin Encarnacion good by any measure. And it's like, clearly the Plate IQ likes him. The DraftKings algorithm likes him. There might be a good reason to give him some consideration here in that matchup. Okay, moving on over to second base, and love me some Javi Baez. I don't think it's impossible. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not following the MVP races all that much, but I think Javi Baez has a legit shot at potentially getting that National League MVP. I'm not sure where else we're particularly looking that we feel like, yeah, that's the guy that it's going to be. I think Baez has a legit shot at it this year. And, you know, this matchup against Phil Meyer, who I'm not a fan of, he's not very good today. He's 5.7. That's the drawback. Yes, you can play him at, what, shortstop as well. If you can fit him, no problem fitting him in at all here on this slate. But more value, Devin Travis at 3.7, Jason Kipnis at 3.9. Two guys I'm looking at. If you're not playing Tommy Malone, you've got Ozzie Albies at 4.5, another guy who the numbers for him against lefties has been pretty impressive. 305 average, 363 in the weighted OBA. The ISO, super strong at 221 versus this handedness of pitcher. So I think Devin Travis is probably the guy that I'm looking that's kind of popping off the page for me. One other option could be Jonathan Scope here for us today. Of course, traded, gets Kennedy out there for San Diego. Kennedy is like a fine prospect. Like, he's not terrible. He's solid in AAA in the Pacific Coast League, which is one of the tougher, minor league outfits for starting pitchers. So I'm fine with him, but, Scope is just a guy whose bat's starting to come around a little bit. Not a great price on him today. 31 on FanDuel isn't bad, but 4K on DraftKings, 7,400 over on Fantasy Draft. And, he was definitely has some upside to him. So I don't mind Jonathan Scope in this matchup. Okay, moving on to third base. Jose Ramirez all the way up to 6K against Jake Odorizzi. Interesting spot there. But, Justin Turner, not the season we would have hoped for, but still pretty cheap over there on FanDuel at 26. DraftKings over there at 38. Maybe he's starting to get it together a little bit. He's got, DraftKings points in six consecutive games at that price point. In a matchup versus Michael Fiers, I have no reason not to look there. And going a little bit cheaper, you can get Max, not cheaper, but a little bit more expensive. Max Muncy is 300 more in that same matchup. Not my favorite ballpark for hitters here tonight. Let's see. Other third baseman for us that we can look at tonight. See if I can't filter by, Jose Ramirez on that matchup, was a 417 today. We'll see if David Boat's in the lineup again. He had a monster day yesterday for the Cubs. Again, small sample size alert, but nice salary on him at 3.7. I had a Cubs stack, did not include him, so that did not work out particularly well. Miguel Andujar, again, if you want to roll with the Yankees today against Lucas Giolito, lots of power upside there. In that matchup today, I'm kind of happy we don't have Texas or Coors on the slate today. I'm not going to lie. Definitely makes me a tad bit happy. All right, moving on over to shortstop next. And, Manny Machado for us today, 4.7K. Big price tag on him, but I like him, 1,000 cheaper than Baez or Lindor. No problem, having him be an anchor of my lineup today. In this matchup at that number. Didi Gregorius all the way up to 5K, but strong, strong stats here today going against Lucas Giolito. 233, that ISO versus righties this season, one of the best we've got. And Xander Bogaerts as well. I think we can absolutely peg him at 4.2. Again, a little bit cheaper than some of those other big names. And I think the Red Sox primed to score some runs today. This guy pitching for Toronto, he's not a, House Child's not a particularly great prospect at all. I mean, you look at his AAA numbers, 4.89 on the ERA, 93 strikeouts in 113 innings isn't terrible. But, at no level was this guy dominant going back to like 2012 or so. So, no thanks. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but there's a little meowing kitten that we ended up purchasing. Not purchasing, but adopting. So I'm a kitten father right now, and he does not enjoy the fact that I'm not letting him in this room right now. So got to bear with me. There it is again. I guarantee you can hear that. Guarantee you. You know what? I'm just going to let him in. Hold on.
All right. Shut up.
All right. No more meeping, okay? Problem solved. All right, let's continue it on. And let's get back to my sheet here. And let's get to some outfielders. And then we'll hit up some team stacks and we will get on out of here today. Obviously, you've got the Spens. JD Martinez today absolutely crushes. Love him today if we can get him in. But it's going to rely on using crappy pitchers to make that happen. So a little less excited about that. See if we can't find some value for you at this position. You know, I mentioned Randall Grichuk today. If he leads off, I don't mind him one bit at 3,900 against Brian Johnson. Again, I think there's a chance that we could see some pretty good numbers from Toronto today. So he is in play for us. We get Matt Kemp tonight, potentially at 3.3K. Definitely point per dollar, a guy that kind of pops for us. And Giancarlo Stanton, we'll see if he can finally send one out here at 5,100. Not the best of seasons for him. We love him versus lefties. There's no question about it. But, you know, did have a homer. I guess he had a homer last night. Must have fallen asleep and missed that one. Maybe that was the game winner. I don't know. But he did get a home run last night. And he's fine at 4,600 over there on FanDuel. Over 5K over on DraftKings. Let's see. The Cubs, don't mind these guys. You know, we've got Kyle Schwarber in a pretty good hand in his split here against Phil Meyer, 4.4K. Definitely a guy that we can look at to play there. Projecting some of the top ISO matchups for us in terms of handedness tonight. Mark Canha today at 3.39 at under 4K. Definitely a guy that we can potentially look at tonight. Let's see. Oh, man, my computer is not functioning like I would have hoped. Let's see here. Again, I need to get a better mouse for this machine. All right. That's the problem. I lost my spot. Getting back to it. Apologize. I know the professionalism not there today on that. Okay. Other guys for us when I'm looking at the try to find a home run out here. Jock Peterson today, monster ISO for him, 309. The weighted OBA, 403. Matchup versus Michael Fiers, definitely somewhat interesting as well. So he's a name that we're going to throw out there. Let's see. You know, obviously Mookie Betts, 443, the weighted OBA on him. Makes him a tad bit interesting. Look at this salary we've got on Christian Yelich here today. 5.7K for him on DraftKings. He's been good lately. I mean, there's no doubt. Double-digit FanDraft DraftKings points in four of his last five. But 5,700? My goodness. That's crazy salary territory for him. All right, I'm just going to move on to the stacks because, you know, this time of year, that's really what I'm looking to do here in terms of stacking games up. So my favorite stacks today are going to be both sides of Boston and Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays, looking at that lineup, you can get, you know, there's only one guy over 4K. Smoke is 4K. So you can actually stack that team up pretty well with good pitching today. So I like the option of doing that tonight. So really like the Blue Jays for the salary that we have on them. Yankees today against Giolito absolutely has a opportunity to crush there. The one-offs in that game that I'm looking at, Greg Bird at 3.8K for sure. I didn't talk a whole lot about San Diego and the Brewers. I mean, Brewers, you know, again, huge total for them today, 5.21. Just big prices on these guys. Like I said, 5.7 on Yelich, 4.8 on Aguilar. Scope is at 4K. Eric Thames, 5.2. So a little too rich for my blood against Kennedy, who I just don't think is a gas can. I'd rather look to the Cubs today. You do have a couple of 5K guys out there as well in Baez and Ben Zobrist. Rizzo right on that precipice of being on that number two. But definitely against Phil Meyer, who I don't really think is that good. But, you know, favorite game stack, bar none tonight, Boston Blue Jays. I don't think either of these two pitchers are all that great. I'm not buying 11 strikeouts from Brian Johnson again tonight. Not going to buy it one bit. And I refreshed too. And, oh no, never mind. That's what minus 135 is the number that I talked about a little bit earlier. So losing my mind. I've been off the podcast for a while on the daily, on the morning grind, or morning grind, on the fix. So still a little bit rusty there. But in the meantime, good luck tonight in your contest. You're looking for more great content. We've got you covered here on rotogrinders.com. Early slate, if you're catching this early, don't worry. Morning Grind has you covered there. And, of course, live shows as well, right up until Roster Lock with Kevin Roth on Crunch Time. And thanks again for listening, downloading, subscribing to this and all of our podcasts. Of course, I've been doing some betting podcasts with the PropCast, and that's been a whole lot of fun, so you can check that out as well if you haven't done so already. And back again tomorrow. Good luck in your contest. See you, everybody.